Welcome to the Inner Side from Texas Gulf Coast, Pacifica Radio's Guilty Pleasure.
I knew I had been given something at my 25th wedding anniversary that was in my house that was an accursed object. Immediately God told me who and what it was. So I went upstairs, I woke my husband up, and I said, we got to take this to the garbage dump in Milton, which was about 7 miles away. And we laid hands on it, bound all the demonic spirits in it, put it in a green garbage bag, and went to go into our car, and two 80-foot demons attacked us.
80 foot? Eight,
they were 80 feet tall.
80
I didn't like measure them, but look.
Like, 4 foot. I'm trying to visualize. 80 foot. You take your house's average two-story house is what, 25 feet?
More, maybe 40. This was twice
so
as
So they're long. As high as the sky almost, though they're big.
The hatred they had in them. The hatred and the emptiness, the void. It was, and they came at us with such a vengeance. I mean, they were just coming at full speed ahead, like breaking tree leaves.
If you want to learn something about God, shut your mouth and listen to me for a minute.
You tired of the devil stealing? If you're tired of the devil killing? If you're tired of the devil destroying your life? You must order the person to pack packers, and you got to order it right now.
Yes, to some people this would be very foolish to have a green prayer cloth.
This means that the New Jerusalem is over 5,000 times higher than New York City.
Nothing else makes logical sense except to believe that God created.
Now,
we just got a call from Miami. He's watching us on the computer. And I want to know, is My Little Pony a satanic cartoon?
I was saying, I think anything could be, you know, anything.
One of the greatest witches in the nation is coming on this station, and I will find out from him too about this little pony thing, because I kind of think it is, but I'm not sure
either. But,
and it's like Harry Potter.
How life began.
Now He-Man and the Masters of the Universe really broke the ground on this cartoon occultism.
I want to tell you something, there have been more kids drawn into witchcraft since Harry Potter came on. Dexter, I'll get back with you on your question. Thank you so much for calling in. If you don't know what Smurfs are, they're not that cute little cuddly thing. They are satanic. They do satanic pentagrams. Smurf sheets, Smurf covers, Smurf curtains, Smurf everything. They took out and they burned those Smurf things. They anointed the place with oil. They asked angels of God to clean it out. That child slept peacefully for the first time
Hallelujah.
In many, many months.
Amen.
You see, it's what we put in our room.
That's right.
Well, I just wanted to show kind of what we do when we pray here.
Yes.
And let's say you had a rotator cuff.
As you can see, it's based
out
on the last 6,000 years.
Each prayer cloth is simply a cloth cut out of felt.
Ours is a Bible. Ours is a living, breathing Word of God.
If God doesn't exist, who wrote the Bible?
It amazed me to see the arrogance and honestly, the misery that these people live in.
Here's a list of sexual sins, which we find in Leviticus chapter 18, verses 6 through 16.
And if you'd like to make a comment about that, you're certainly welcome. Yes, you're on Other Voices Live.
What's up? This is T-Dog. I watch your show every week, man.
Oh, good.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Well, you got a comment you'd like to make?
Yeah, man, check this out. I just finished reading the Bible for my first time.
Good, great.
That's great, man.
Did you come to know the Lord while you were reading it?
Excuse me? What was that?
Did you come to know the Lord while you were reading it?
Yeah, definitely, man. I feel so like,
The Bible says faith cometh...
Yeah.
The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Yeah, exactly, man. What? I think I skipped that part, but that's great, man.
Okay.
Yeah, you know the part... Yeah, the part where... Shit, what was it, man? The part where the guy comes out with the gun...
Does this excite you? Think about it. Does it not stagger the imagination? No builder on earth can conceive any structure to compare to the mansions above.
Their character...
Oil.
But you know what?
You know what I'm talking about? It's in the beginning.
With the gun?
Sorry about that.
Did you read the Bible?
Rock. Yeah, the Bible, man. Yeah, I read the Bible. I go to church. It was...
Okay. Where do you go to church?
Excuse me?
Where do you go to church?
York County. York County School of Church.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And maybe it might not have been a gun. Maybe it was a rock or something. But it's in the beginning, and it comes out of that little room. That's so cool.
I'm not familiar with that, what you're talking about.
I'm proud of the stance that I took. And I know that God had called me for such a time as this.
It's in the first chapter.
Genesis.
They cannot look outside that box for the giant spacelessness of time and the giant spacelessness of God.
But if you don't believe in God...
No, the one after that. Super Nintendo.
I think you're reading the wrong Bible.
Here's a big question you have to answer. How did everything, including us, get here?
Damn, man, that was 500 pages.
I think you read the wrong one.
Man, you know I can get a real Bible?
Yeah, you can get, sure.
It's me, it's Kent. I'm a brand new Christian, and Lord, this is all confusing to me. I'll just tell you right now, I'm confused about a lot of things.
Where would you like to get one?
Do Walmart has them?
Store? Walmart has them, sure.
Check Walmart, that's where I got mine.
Check them out.
That's where I got mine, though.
Check them out.
I did check them out. I got my Bible from there.
Okay, what kind is it, King James Version?
I ordered that, and I anointed my back, and my eyes, and my heart.
Yeah, it's the Rick James Version, and it comes out. And it's like 500 pages, and I read the whole thing.
I think it's more pages than that.
When I was following through with my temptation for other men...
Thanks. The rock. The guy with the rock.
I'm not familiar with what you're talking about. Well, maybe you didn't read the same Bible I read.
Well, what happens at the beginning?
When you just make the call and ask for the miracle spring water, God sees the desires of your heart.
And I was like, well,
God creates the world. It creates man.
After that, a little after that.
Cain and Abel? Or yeah. Cain slew Abel?
Yeah, is that before or after the dinosaurs?
Well, the dinosaurs are in there. Job mentioned the dinosaurs.
You're the one that believes that we came from nothing.
Yo, I think it was after the dinosaurs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with the guy who was out the gun, or the rock, or whatever it was. Maybe it was a spear. Yeah, spear.
Well, I don't think you... there's a couple of places in there. But anyway,
yeah, the spear.
What did you learn from the Bible?
We have a Philistine in Washington.
I learned that if a Mexican comes behind you and tries to steal your money, you take the rock, which is what I'm talking about, the part with the rock where he throws it.
That is aided by the powers of darkness.
No, not familiar with it. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Okay, Other Voices Live.
I want to talk to you just for a few moments today about raising the dead. It's a reality that's happening all over the world today in increasing momentum and numbers. Many people are being raised from the dead all over the United States, in the third world countries, all around the world. It's a very exciting day to be living in. Do you know that Jesus actually commanded us to raise the dead? Isn't that something? He said we could. He commanded us in the context of sending out the disciples of whom we are to raise the dead. Listen to this scripture. It's an amazing scripture. This is what he says in Matthew chapter 10.
Let's go to line one. Jimmy in Mississauga, welcome to Nightlight.
Hi, how's it going?
Good morning, doing well.
Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give.
I was reading a bunch of passages on the internet, and it said within the week's time that Christ might be coming back within a week or so. Is this true?
You know, the evidence of the presence and the operation of the kingdom of God is this. It's these very things.
Not that I know of. The Bible tells us that no man knows the day or the hour.
But see, the thing is, I find it hard to believe that Christ is going to come back. Like, Tupac didn't even come back. So why would Christ come back?
Me to do.
The sick are healed.
With my life. I don't know.
The leopards are cleansed.
The Holy Spirit. Sorry.
The dead are raised and the demons are cast out.
The Holy Spirit!
Now, it's amazing that God commanded us to do this.
It's so powerful.
Well, you're missing one of the main things here. Tupac never told you he was coming back. Tupac didn't even know he was going to die.
You know, westernized Christians, I believe, have made raising the dead much too difficult.
As an atheist, you would have to believe that there was...
Did you hear me?
No, Tupac said he was coming back.
No, Tupac didn't even know he was going to die.
Tupac said he's coming back, man.
No, Tupac never said that. It's the same thing like Elvis Presley.
It's like this unapproachable place where you have to have this ultimate super level of hyper faith, and if you don't have it, don't even try.
Now, the movement of this huge mass is so precise that we set our watches by it.
Yeah, people are saying that Elvis Presley didn't die. That's not true.
Walk between Jesus.
Can I just tell you that's really not true? It takes faith. That is true. But don't talk yourself out of it.
So you need to be careful, because I've watched all the videos on Tupac. Tupac didn't even know he'd be killed.
There is a spirit of the Antichrist in Washington.
Let me give you a story about how God used me to raise two people from the dead.
And by the way, let's understand something.
That is trying to strip away the freedoms of this nation.
I was in Uganda, Africa, doing some crusades, preaching and teaching there, which I love to do.
Tupac and Jesus Christ does not range in the same category.
I will send you the miracle spring water.
You can never put Tupac and Jesus Christ in the same category.
One afternoon I was in a large mud building.
Okay.
I'll send you the instructions.
No, I can't.
I'll tell you how to use
it. No, according to
Pact,
when Christ will return,
hot, sweaty,
to see total victory.
No man knows the day nor the hour.
That was about two-thirds the way through my message.
Won't that be something when you go to live in your own mansion?
And that's why you and I need to be prepared. Anyway,
that's kind of my emotional, place where I was right then.
They're trying to take away our right.
So I looked at this woman
to stand up,
and I was mad at the devil
and preach
that he made.
Thus saith the Lord.
Made her dead to interrupt my meeting.
I have a question about when you went to heaven.
And I just looked at that woman and I said, I command you in the name of Jesus.
I'm very fascinated by that.
Come to life now. And you know what? She did.
The thing about the miscarried babies and
yes.
The aborted babies. I'm a little confused.
Explain a little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
She sat straight up out of being totally dead. Her eyes were very wide. I don't know if she'd ever seen a white man. I could not imagine what was going through her mind.
That's doing everything in their power to euthanize us, abort us, and to put us under the debt of bondage, of finances, and the list could go on. And I'm not talking about the color of a skin.
She jumped up and began to run as fast as she could away from us.
Let me show you something. As I was walking,
can you believe that? I said, take it easy, guys. She was just dead.
Is this heavy?
No, don't hurt her.
All right, I'll put it back in.
Well, long story short, they bring her back to the compound where we were preaching, and they put her in the pastor's room there. They give her some water, have her lay down, you know.
I want everybody to see this.
Why are you calling?
Listen to me. You have strayed from the path of righteousness.
Kind of, you know, be refreshed a little bit.
Hi, my name is Connie. Are you calling to learn how to begin your relationship with God?
No, sir.
As I was walking, like this would be a bush.
Hello.
Okay, hello. Why are you calling?
Watch.
Here. Listen to me. You have strayed from the path of righteousness.
I was on a pathway.
The end is coming.
How do you know that?
And this angel just kept walking right through the grass.
Be ready for the final judgment.
You see what I'm saying?
How do you know
you
that
seem
I
seem happy,
from the
but
path
happy.
But you know when we call autumn colors are beautiful? You
Listen
know what
to
that
me.
Is?
That's, you seem happy, but happiness,
well, you know what that is?
Happiness is not of this world.
I asked this thing. I said, what's that wonderful smell?
Happiness is of the devil.
He said, that's the scent.
Happiness is for the weak.
The scent of God.
Only the chosen ones suffer. That's what
okay.
I'm saying.
So why? How does this apply to me? I am a child of God. I am trying to help other people accept Jesus as their Savior.
You, come on now. Come on, listen to me.
So what's it smell like?
I am here to save you.
God.
I'm already saved. You don't have to save me. Go save somebody else, okay?
No.
How do I explain it? Because it's frustrating.
The day of reckoning is near. Follow me into the
Find
fiery
someone
pit.
Else. Find someone else to preach to, because you don't need to preach to me. I am
come into the light.
Know Jesus as my Savior.
I've been sent here to save you.
How about I preach to you? Let's
I am your shepherd.
Come forth with some scripture and let's
no.
see who knows what, okay?
Yes, please.
When I was following through with my temptation for other men.
This is absolute proof that humans can only be thousands of years old.
You're tired of the devil stealing. If you're tired of the devil killing, if you're tired of the devil destroying your life, you must order the person of backpackers, and you got to order it right.
Yes, to some people, this would be very foolish to have a green prayer cloth.
Make the call and ask for the miracle spring water. God sees the desires of your heart.
And I was like, well, duh.
That was the televangelist Bebop Ball. We cooked up for your weekly fundamentalist fractured boogie woogie. Music by Cecil Taylor and vocals from our very own Delirious Tabernacle Choir. Up next, the latest from the Final Edition Radio Hour, produced by Tony Hendra and Jeff Chrysler, engineered by Greg Russ.
Coming soon
From the acclaimed filmmaker who brought you The Civil War, it's Ken Burns' The Republican Civil War, the story of a conflict that would have seared men's souls if anybody involved had them. In the autumn of 2013, the conflict in the Republican Party over just how stupid to be reached the boiling point. Though Republicans had long been united in their embrace of greed and intolerance, the question of stupidity was tearing the party apart. Stupidity opponent Rebecca J. Gladstone wrote of the growing rift.
We suburban moderates within the party want to halt the spread of stupidity. It's a blight upon a party devoted to acquisition of money with Ivy League credentials. But these Tea Party rebels' whole lifestyle is based on stupidity. They see any attempt to curtail it as a step towards total abolition. I believe that this party cannot endure half greedy, half stupid.
For their part, the rebel forces felt that the refusal of moderates to tolerate stupidity fatally weakened the Republicans. Tea Party rebel Lucas Corn-Fed Higgins took up pen and paper and wrote this anguished complaint.
Stupid pussies, they can kiss my ass!
Managing to misspell ass, pussies, and stupid entirely without irony. Clearly, stupidity was not going to just go away. Matters came to a head at the Battle of the Debt Ceiling. Rebel Commander Ted Cruz devised a strategy based on the relentless pursuit of unattainable goals using unworkable tactics, the very epitome of the stupidity-based approach. During a lull in the fighting, one of Cruz's foot soldiers wrote home.
Dearest Mother, today Commander Cruz, or Mars Ted as we call him, came around to urge each of us to be brave in the forthcoming fight and expressing his regret that he can't be there. Oh, Mother, when will this cruel Obamacare end so that we can live unencumbered by individual mandates?
It was a question that would not be answered until after many bitter Republican primary battles ensued, causing the loss of many more congressional seats. Ken Burns tells the story of the carnage, the passion, and the stupidity as only he can in The Republican Civil War. Don't miss it.
The Republican Civil War is made possible by generous grants from David and Charles Koch.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
We at Koch Industries wanted to know what freedom means. So we got opinions from the people who matter the most. Ordinary Americans.
What does freedom mean to me? I guess it means people much richer than I can get huge tax breaks, even though they export jobs to other countries. In fact, because they outsource jobs. That should be required.
It means really rich people can spend so much money on their favorite political causes that it completely drowns out my voice. I mean, the less you hear from me, the better.
It means a pair of wealthy industrialists can prevent any meaningful progress against global warming, thus dooming the rest of us to a century of weather disasters.
And what would you do if these freedoms were taken away?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it. I guess I'd shoot up a crowded mall. Maybe a college campus.
I'd blow myself up in a bus, and I'd make sure the bomb had, you know, a lot of nails and glass and stuff.
I'd start kidnapping children.
Hey, you know what? Ordinary Americans love freedom. Why don't you?
The proceeding was paid for by dark money routed through an offshore account to a dummy nonprofit and distributed to a grassroots organization that would be nothing, and I mean nothing, without our help. So maybe they should think about that.
It's time for a show called SAM, a.k.a. Sexual Assault in the Military. A service comedy about servicing soldiers, whether they like it or not. Here's our wacky investigating officer, Captain Ulysses S. Grunt.
Hi, ladies and germs, especially ladies. Welcome to this Article 32 hearing. Article 32 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, Section 832, Title 10, requires a full investigation when charges sufficiently serious where a trial by a general court-martial may be warranted. This pretrial investigation will inquire into the truth of the charges to determine what disposition should be made of the case in the interest of justice and discipline. How am I doing so far? Okie dokie. Specialist Susan Quaint claims her superior officer sexually assaulted her. Say hello to Susie. Okay, you horn dogs, calm down. This ain't a wet t-shirt contest. Though with Specialist Susie here, I wouldn't mind if it was. Specialist, you've leveled serious charges against a superior officer. This hearing will determine if those charges have a basis in fact and will be handled with all due sensitivity to their sensitive nature.
Thank you, Captain, sir.
Okay. What's your bra size?
My bra size? What's that got to do with anything?
That's sir to you, Specialist.
What's that got to do with anything, sir?
Trying to put together a profile of you, Susie. That is my yub.
The size doesn't matter. My bra was...
Ooh, size matters, Specialist. Gal like you, gets around, must know that.
Captain, my bra was forcibly...
What happened to your bra, Corporal, is a separate issue. This question is a simple one. It requires a simple two-word answer, as in 36C.
38D.
Silence in court. Are you sure, Specialist? Because those babies look more like 4042 and borderline E.
I am sure, sir.
Well, we might have to measure that.
Why would that be necessary, sir?
To see if you're telling the truth, Specialist, and don't question my judgment. I am the judge.
Are you suggesting that I'm understating my bra size, sir? Why on earth would I do that, sir?
Defense could and probably will argue that the bigger they are, the less of a case you've got.
Permission to speak freely, Captain.
Permission granted, Specialist.
Could we move on from the size of my breasts to the rest of my profile?
Sure, but when you stand to attention, they do too. From where I stand, they're a big part of your profile. Okay, let's get off your breasts and on to the rest. Have you ever been arrested for soliciting prostitution, working for an escort service, or a public nudity?
None of those things, sir.
Hard to believe, Corporal. Good-looking woman like you could make a couple grand a night with a reputable escort service.
Sir, why do I get the feeling I'm the defendant in this courtroom?
This ain't a courtroom, honey. It's a hearing. Stop being so defensive. I'm on your side, Specialist. Trust me. Ever play the rape game?
I do not. No, sir.
So, you know what it is.
I do not. No, sir.
You know, you tell your guy rough stuff turns you on, you like being forcibly disrobed, thrown on the bed, hands lashed to the bedpost, little playful throttling, and then you...
Sir, you are describing exactly what Lieutenant...
Whoa! Let's leave names out of this! The defendant has rights!
What my attacker did to me. It was not a game.
Lighten up, babe. You're not on trial here. Maybe that was a little insensitive. We are trained to be very sensitive to these situations. Were you drunk?
No!
Were you stoned?
No!
You look whacked out of your head.
No!
What made you enlist? To meet men?
No!
Bad idea. Hot babe like you? Bound to be T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Hey, the Marines are looking for a few good women.
That's all this week from a show called Sam, also known as Sexual Assault in the Military, the service comedy that puts the Sam in Uncle Sam.
Exciting job opportunity for recent college grads.
Are you a whiz kid with a master's degree in computer programming and 5 years experience? Then you'll have the opportunity of a lifetime to work an unpaid internship with long hours and no money, because it could theoretically lead to a job that we've actually already cut. Find us at the job fair.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is brought to you by TMI Fridays.
Hello, people. Are you between the ages of 55-ish and 70-ish? Do you remember the summer of love? Were you groovy enough to be there in the hate, bawling your old lady?
Then check out the fab new downtown destination for far-out young seniors looking to get it on. TMI Fridays.
No, I want to know. Come on, tell me. How did your 82-year-old mother get chlamydia?
Did you fake being gay at your draft board so you'd be classified 4F? And the one gay member of the draft board hit on you? And that's how you found out you were actually gay? Hey man, that's a head trip. Stonewall forever. Come groove to the vibe at TMI Fridays.
I was not aware you could get impetigo there.
And the truly wretched thing is the applicator won't reach.
Were you wasted at Woodstock, bawling like a baby when Joan Baez sang Joe Hill? And you vowed to join a union to make a more just and peaceful world? Heavy man. And now you're retired from Rio Tinto after 40 years of breaking strikes in copper mines from Chile to Indonesia? Hey, baby, you belong at TMI Fridays.
I'll have the burgundy. Bordeaux gives me blood in my stool.
TMI Fridays, the new downtown destination for groovy young seniors looking to get it on.
It's a reflux problem?
Uh-huh.
This gray, greeny, yellowy phlegm?
Uh-huh.
Sort of like snot, but bitter tasting?
Mm.
Well, you can't hawk it up in a board meeting, so I just swallow it.
But with reflux, doesn't it come right back up again?
Yeah.
So it's a vicious cycle.
Yeah, but the correct term is vicious circle.
Oh God, you don't really like my fire.
Exciting job opportunity for recent college grads.
Our company needs a strong young man or woman to be our full-time security guard during an upcoming round of layoffs. If you're thinking of breaking into the financial services industry, this is the perfect opportunity to meet some of the top people in the business while you escort them out of the building. Give us a call. We're hiring just before Christmas.
From the top, the televangelist Bebop Ball, followed by selections from this week's Final Edition Radio Hour. Check out their sizzling satire, audio, videos, and word writings at thefinaledition.com. This and all previous Innerside Radio programs can be found on the People's Interweb. Simply type The Inner Side into your favorite search engine or spyware. If you'd like premium attention, don't forget to enter the secret password Snowden. And check out our Too Naughty for Radio podcast at skeptiles.com. My name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.
Down with disease, 3 weeks in my bed, trying to stop these demons that keep dancing in my head. Down with disease, and I'm up before the dawn. 1,000 barefoot children outside, dancing on my lawn.